Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Law of Assumption podcast. Today's episode is going to be different. I'm introducing you all to a healing affirmation that I learned while on my journey. It has helped me to release resentment, anger, fear, sorrow, anxiety, heal relationships that I've had, and it most of all, it has helped me to release the need to control and to just allow things to occur in the natural order that they're supposed to occur. This affirmation has been very healing for me. It has helped me to raise my vibration, and because of that, I feel as though I am aligned with love, happiness, and abundance, and I just have been feeling so good ever since I started using this affirmation. The affirmation is a chant called Ho'oponopono, which was promoted by Morna Nalamaku Simeona. It's a Hawaiian practice that's performed in Hawaii, Samoa, Tahiti, and New Zealand. Traditional Ho'oponopono was practiced by traditional indigenous Hawaiian healers in Hawaiian families. The word ho means cause and ponopono means perfection. And when you put the two terms together, it can be translated as correct a mistake or make it right. This practice doesn't require much teaching, but it is powerful. And it has been said to purify your body and get rid of bad memories, bad feelings, and anything that's causing you to operate on a low vibration. Ho'oponopono has been traditionally practiced to physically heal people. This is what they used it for a long time ago. However, modern studies have found that this practice can be also used for healing all situations, such as healing relationships, internal subconscious turmoil, assisting with the releasing of fear, anger, resentment, all the things that I've listed before. And you do this by using your intention and attention with the four key mantras: I am sorry, I love you, please forgive me, I am grateful. And when you recite these, it's supposed to heal relationships and assist you with manifesting abundance and prosperity in all areas of your life. This guided meditation has been said to be the most powerful meditation for healing, for forgiveness, and for self-love. And if you're seeking to let go and move on from something that you have been internalizing, this prayer will help you to release that, which will help you to raise your vibration. When using this technique, it's advised to start with some breath work and then repeat the technique continuously for 21 days. Most people will set the intention to chant the four key mantras 108 times. You don't have to add anything to the chant. You can just set your intention for whatever it is that's on your mind. Whatever it is that you want to either manifest into your life or release from your internal subconscious, set your intention on that and then just repeat the chant over and over and over while your attention and intention is set on that. So for instance, if you're feeling some type of resentment towards a specific person, you can just think of that person. Think of those feelings that's within you and whatever caused it, and then just chant, I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me, I am grateful. And you just repeat the chant over and over and over again. Again, most people will repeat the four key mantras 108 times. So if you want to, you can add things to the chant. So, for instance, if you're seeking to manifest money into your life, you can say, money comes to me easily and effortlessly. I love you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I am grateful. And then you can go into the next thing. Abundance is my divine birthright. I love you. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I am grateful. And then you just continue on. So if you already have affirmations that you're using, you can just add this chant to those affirmations and it'll make it that much more powerful. When you're citing the key phrases of the chant, you're saying, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I am grateful, to any negative energy or any resistance that exists within you on the subconscious level. The chant is clearing out this resistance and or negative energy and purifying your mind and body so you can release the feelings and raise your vibrational state to be aligned with love, abundance, happiness, peace, joy, and all things that are aligned with high vibrations. So now that we've gotten through all of that and you have an understanding of what the Ho'oponopono chant is, let's get into it. Divine Creator, Father, Mother, Son, all in one. If I, my family, relatives, and ancestors have offended you, your family, relatives, and ancestors in thoughts, words, deeds, and actions from the beginning of our creation to the present moment, I ask your forgiveness. Let this cleanse, purify, release, and cut all the negative memories, blocks, energies, and vibrations. Transmute these undesirable energies into pure light. And so it is, to clear my subconscious of all the emotional charge stored in it. I say the key words of Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. I declare myself at peace with all the people on earth and with whom I have outstanding debts for this moment and in all time for everything that I do not like in my present life. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. I release all those for who I believe I am receiving harm and mistreatment, because they seem to give me back what I did to them before in some past life. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. Although it is difficult for me to forgive someone, it is me who asks for the forgiveness of that someone now, for this instant and all times, for everything that I do not like in my present life. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. For this sacred place that I inhabit day by day and with which I am not comfortable, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. For the difficult relationships of which I only kept bad memories, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. For all that I do not like in my present life, in my past life, in my work, and what is around me, Divinity, clean in me all that is contributing to my scarcity. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. If my physical body experiences anxiety, worry, guilt, fear, sadness, pain, I speak and think my memories, I love you, and I am grateful for the opportunity to release you and me. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. Right now, I affirm that I love you. I think of my emotional health and all of my loved ones. I love you for my needs and to learn to wait without anxiety, without fear. I acknowledge my memories here at this moment. I am sorry. I love you. Please forgive me. I am grateful. My contribution to the healing of the hurt, beloved mother hurt, who I am, If I, my family, my relatives and ancestors mistreated you with thoughts, words, facts, and actions from the beginning of our creation to the present moment, I ask your forgiveness. Let it clear and purify, release and cut all the negative memories and blockages, energies and vibrations. Transmute these undesirable energies into pure light, and so it is. In conclusion, I say that this prayer is my door, my contribution to your emotional health, which is the same as mine. So be well. As you heal, I say that I am sorry for the painful memories I share with you. I ask your forgiveness for uniting my path to yours for healing. I thank you for being here in me. I love you for being who you are. Divine Creator, Father, Mother, Son, all in one, if I, my family, relatives, and ancestors have offended you, your family, relatives, and ancestors in thoughts, words, deeds, and actions from the beginning of our creation to the present moment, I ask your forgiveness. Let this cleanse, purify, release, and cut all the negative memories, blocks, energies, and vibrations. Transmute these undesirable energies into pure light, and so it is, to clear my subconscious of all the emotional charge stored in it. I say the key words of Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. I declare myself at peace with all the people on earth and with whom I have outstanding debts for this moment and in all time for everything that I do not like in my present life. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. I release all those for who I believe I am receiving harm and mistreatment because they seem to give me back what I did to them before in some past life. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. Although it is difficult for me to forgive someone, it is me who asks for the forgiveness of that someone now. For this instant, and all times for everything that I do not like in my present life, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. For this sacred place that I inhabit day by day, and with which I am not comfortable, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. For the difficult relationships of which I only kept bad memories, I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. For all that I do not like in my present life, in my past life, in my work, and what is around me, Divinity, clean in me all that is contributing to my scarcity. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. If my physical body experiences anxiety, worry, guilt, fear, sadness, pain, I speak and think my memories. I love you, and I am grateful for the opportunity to release you and me. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I am grateful. Right now, I affirm that I love you. I think of my emotional health and all of my loved ones. I love you for my needs and to learn to wait without anxiety, without fear. I acknowledge my memories here at this moment. I'm sorry. I love you. Please forgive me. I am grateful. My contribution to the healing of the hurt, beloved Mother Hurt, who I am, if I, my family, My relatives and ancestors mistreated you with thoughts, words, facts, and actions. From the beginning of our creation to the present moment, I ask your forgiveness. Let it clear and purify, release and cut all the negative memories and blockages, energies, and vibrations. Transmute these undesirable energies into pure light, and so it is. In conclusion, I say that this prayer is my door, my contribution to your emotional health, which is the same as mine. So be well. And as you heal, I say that I am sorry for the painful memories I share with you. I ask your forgiveness for uniting my path to yours for healing. I thank you for being here in me. I love you for being who you are. And that's the chant. And you can repeat that as many times as you desire. You can listen to this over and over and over again. What I intend to do is copy everything that I typed up, and I'm going to paste it in the description so that if you want, you can just look at the description and follow along with me, or you can just copy the description, paste it into your notes in your phone or your iPad, whatever device that you're using, and just recite this over and over again. You can listen to it with 432 hertz music. You can listen to it without music, whichever you prefer. Once you get this down pat, you can just keep repeating it throughout your day and or whenever you feel like it. I find myself repeating it throughout my day as I'm having different experiences, and it's been very helpful for me. And so I hope that this chant has been great for you and it's been helpful for you. That was my intention, for it to help you out. So what I will be doing is I will be taking this recording and making it a YouTube video. It will be on my YouTube channel. I'm going to make it a black screen so that if you want to listen to it while you're sleeping on repeat, you can do that. I will make the chant about an hour long, and you can just listen to it on repeat while you're sleeping or while you're meditating, whichever you prefer. Again, my intention was for this to help to induce your healing journey, and I'm going to say I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I'm grateful. Thank you for tuning in today. Today was a little bit different. I do have intentions on releasing more of these types of chants. I will be releasing one regarding abundance and wealth. I will be releasing one regarding love. And I'll also be releasing one that is for self-empowerment to help you improve the way that you think and feel about yourself. And so that is it for today's episode of the Law of Assumption podcast. I am grateful again for you all tuning in continuously with me on a week-by-week basis. I know that I have not been consistent with posting a new episode every week, but I too am on a spiritual journey. I'm learning, I'm releasing, I'm learning to love, I'm learning to allow, and I'm on my own journey as you're on your journey. And so I just follow what I'm feeling, and I listen to my inner being. And so I hope that you'll be doing the same thing for yourself, creating boundaries, setting intentions, and doing what works for you. If today's message resonated with you or helped you in any way, share this message with someone else, and let's spread the awareness of this Ho'opono Ho'opono chant, because it's healing and it's worked for me, and I'm certain that with repetition that is going to work for you too. If you're not already following me, follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube for daily content at the Law of Assumption, and that's with two N's, Law of Assumption. Tune in next time for the next episode of the Law of Assumption podcast. See you later.